American Language Course, Book 24, Tape 3A. Hello. Open your Language Laboratory Activities Booklet to Tape 3A. Look at Figure 1. Repeat the words and sentences.
Number 1. Ordinary. Ordinary. This is just an ordinary watch. It's not waterproof. Number 2. Look into. Look into. Please look into the problem and recommend a solution. Number 3. Prior to. Prior to. I had no knowledge of physics prior to attending the university. Number 4. Scientific. Scientific. There's a scientific article in this magazine. It's about microwave communications. Number 5. Eventually. Eventually. John will eventually get used to the new routine. Number 6. Principal. Principal. A principle is a basic truth or law. Number 7. Gravity. Gravity. Gravity is the force which pulls objects towards the center of the earth.
Now go to Figure 2. Listen to a paragraph. Don't write.
Young children learn that all ordinary things fall to the ground. This observation made scientists look into possible causes. For a long time, it was believed that the ground was the natural resting place of things. In fact, prior to Sir Isaac Newton's findings, there was no real scientific explanation available. Newton's observations eventually led him to formulate his famous principle, or law, of universal gravitation. According to this principle, every particle in the universe attracts every other particle. The force of the attraction, which is called gravity, depends on the size and distance of the objects. Since the Earth is so much larger than any of the objects on its surface, the force pulling these objects towards its center is very strong.
Listen to the paragraph again. This time write the missing words in the blanks.
Young children learn that all ordinary things fall to the ground. This observation made scientists look into possible causes. For a long time, it was believed that the ground was the natural resting place of things. In fact, prior to Sir Isaac Newton's findings, there was no real scientific explanation available. Newton's observations eventually led him to formulate his famous principle, or law, of universal gravitation. According to this principle, every particle in the universe attracts every other particle. The force of the attraction, which is called gravity, depends on the size and distance of the objects. Since the Earth is so much larger than any of the objects on its surface, the force pulling these objects towards its center is very strong.
Let's check your spelling.
Ordinary. O-R-D-I-N-A-R-Y. Look into. L-O-O-K. Look. I-N-T-O. Into. Prior to. P-R-I. O-R, prior, T-O, to. Scientific, S-C-I-E-N-T-I-F-I-C. Eventually, E-V-E-N-T-U-A-L-L. Y. Principle. P-R-I-N-C-I-P-L-E. Gravity. G-R-A-V-I-T-Y.
Now listen to some questions and answer them. Then repeat the correct answers.
What do young children learn? Repeat. All young children learn that all ordinary things fall to the ground. What did this observation make scientists do? Repeat. It made them look into possible causes. Was there any real explanation available before Newton's findings? Repeat. No. Prior to Newton's findings, there was no real scientific explanation available. What did Newton's observations lead him to do? Repeat. His observations eventually led him to formulate his famous principle of universal gravitation. What do all particles in the universe do? Repeat. They attract each other. What's the name of the force which makes particles attract each other? Repeat. Gravity is the force which makes particles attract each other.
Go to figure 3. Repeat the underlined words and the phrases around them in the reading.
Principle. Principle. One of the principal characteristics of liquids
Adapt. They can adapt their shape. For instance, if we pour milk into a round container,
vaporize. Liquids vaporize quickly. Condenses. The vapor condenses into a liquid. Viscosity. A third characteristic of liquids is viscosity.
Now listen to the reading.
One of the principal characteristics of liquids is that they can adapt their shape to that of the container they're in. For instance, if we pour milk into a round container, the milk will take its form. Another characteristic of liquids is that they can easily go from a liquid to a gas and from a gas to a liquid. Liquids vaporize quickly when heat is applied to them. If the air is cold, the vapor condenses into a liquid state again. A third characteristic of liquids is viscosity. This refers to the thickness of the liquid. Oil has a high viscosity, while water does not.
Listen to the reading again.
One of the principal characteristics of liquids is that they can adapt their shape to that of the container they're in. For instance, if we pour milk into a round container, the milk will take its form. Another characteristic of liquids is that they can easily go from a liquid to a gas and from a gas to a liquid. Liquids vaporize quickly when heat is applied to them. If the air is cold, the vapor condenses into a liquid state again. A third characteristic of liquids is viscosity. This refers to the thickness of the liquid. Oil has a high viscosity, while water does not.
Go to Figure 4. Listen to a statement about the reading and circle T if the statement is true. Circle F if the statement is false.
Number 1. Liquids can change their shape to fit their container. Number 2. The main characteristic of liquids is that they're found in three states. Number 3. The words, for instance, mean for example. Number 4. Applying heat to liquids causes them to condense. Number 5. When water vapor returns to a liquid state, we say it condenses. Number 6. A liquid with a high degree of viscosity pours easily.
Look at Figure 4 again as you listen to the statements and check your answers.
Number 1 is true. Listen. Liquids can change their shape to fit their container. Number 2 is false. Listen. The main characteristic of liquids is that they're found in three states. This is false. The principal characteristic of liquids is that they adapt their shape to the container. Number 3 is true. Listen. The words, for instance, mean for example. Number 4 is false. Listen. Applying heat to liquids causes them to condense. This is false. Applying heat to liquids causes them to vaporize, not to condense. Number 5 is true. Listen. When water vapor returns to a liquid state, we say it condenses. Number 6 is false. Listen. A liquid with a high degree of viscosity pours easily. This answer is false. A liquid with a high degree of viscosity does not pour easily.
Listen to the questions and answers in Figure 5. Pay attention to the intonation. Do not repeat.
Number 1. What's the matter?
I'm awfully cold.
Number 2. How often do you call home?
I call every weekend.
Number 3. Where are you going on your vacation?
I'm going to visit my family.
Number 4.
Who will condense this article?
John will write a summary.
Number 5. What will you do if you miss the plane?
Don't worry. I'll be there on time.
Number 6. Who will look into this problem?
David will investigate.
Number 7. Why do things always fall to the ground?
Because of gravity. Listen to the questions and answers in Figure 5 again. This time, repeat them.
Number 1. What's the matter?
I'm awfully cold.
Number 2. How often do you call home?
I call every weekend.
Number 3. Where are you going on your vacation?
I'm going to visit my family.
Number 4. Who will condense this article?
John will write a summary.
Number 5. What will you do if you miss the plane?
Don't worry. I'll be there on time.
Number 6. Who will look into this problem?
David will investigate.
Number 7. Why do things always fall to the ground?
Because of gravity. Look at Figure 6. Look closely at the map of Morocco. Now write the answers to these questions.
Number 1. What is the capital of the country? Number 2. What is the name of the mountain range? Number 3. What is the southernmost city? Number 4. Which countries are north of Morocco? Number 5. What country is east of Morocco?
Listen to the questions again and check your answers. Then repeat the correct answers.
Number 1. Listen. What is the capital of the country? The answer is Rabat. Repeat. Rabat is the capital of Morocco. Number 2. Listen. What is the name of the mountain range? The answer is the Atlas Mountains. Repeat. The Atlas Mountains is the mountain range in Morocco. Number 3. Listen. What is the southernmost city in Morocco? The answer is Tarfaya. Repeat. Tarfaya is the southernmost city. Number 4. Listen. Which countries are north of Morocco? The answer is Portugal and Spain. Repeat. Portugal and Spain are north of Morocco. Number 5. Listen. What country is east of Morocco? The answer is Algeria. Repeat. Algeria is east of Morocco.
This is the end of Tape 3A, Book 24.
Thank you.